This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, I have decided to reach out whenever I have a medical question or something, I go to one guy because his knowledge is so broad, and plus he's a classmate of mine. And I'm talking about Dr. John Adine, one of the members of the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. How are you doing today?
Well, I just saw that the CDC is now saying if you go out, cover your face. And, of course, there's no masks to be had by anybody.
Yeah. There's a lot of people making masks at their homes and donating. One of my patients' moms made a bunch of masks for my office and brought them over and dropped them by. So we've been using some of her masks. So people are getting innovative, and if they can't find them, they're making them. It's not that hard. You can find patterns on the internet. The biggest problem is if you wear glasses, you need something that has a little bit of a metal bar that goes over the nose so you can kind of get a little bit better air seal so you don't fog up. But, for the most part, most people can, deal with just a cloth mask. And again, we talked about this the last time we talked about it, is that the mask doesn't protect you from getting the virus for the most part. It actually protects you from spreading droplets that may contain virus. And the Surgeon General was just on with the president five minutes ago. I was watching their press conference, and basically, the evolution was, initially we didn't think that masks were going to be necessary, but the problem is it's half the people who are COVID-19 virus positive, or the SARS-CoV-2 virus, half of those patients are asymptomatic. So they're spreading virus and not even knowing they have it. And so by wearing masks, especially when you're out in public, if you're out at the grocery store or the pharmacy, where you're going to be, somewhat close to people, it's probably not a terrible idea to wear a mask. I mean, I wear a mask in my office, and now our hospital has mandated that if you're in the hospital, you need to be wearing some kind of a mask, either a surgical mask or a cloth mask. It makes sense just because there's asymptomatic people out there. And although they're increasing the testing, we still, have only tested maybe 0.3% of the population, which is, sounds like a lot, but it's really not a lot, is it?
No.
And the good news is that they've got a couple of tests now that have been approved by the FDA that are commercially available. There's one for the RNA of the virus that was developed by Abbott in Illinois, and it runs on their normal machines. And so, once they get the testing kits out to the general population of hospitals, they'll be able to actually do the testing in the hospital, which I think is going to make things a lot easier. Before, they were sending it off to the CDC, and it would take 5 days to get a result back. But with this test, you can get it back in about, less than an hour. And so that's pretty good. In fact, I think it's a 5-minute test for the positive and 13 minutes for a negative. So that's not a bad way to go. That's much better.
What do you think about these reusable masks?
Yeah, I think it's okay. You know, you just have to be careful about, let's put it this way. If you've got the COVID-19 and you're breathing in the mask, there's going to be virus inside your mask. So don't stick your paw inside the mask and rub it around.
Right.
And then touch things. Okay. Stuff on the outside of the mask is probably going to be okay. And the other thing is, if you put it in the sunlight, UV rays kills the virus. And so if you just, you know, don't handle it and just, you know, you can, I wore the same mask for about 4 days in a row. If I just dumped it today for the, and got a new one. But, you know, as long as you're not putting your hand inside the mask and fingering it, you're not likely to spread anything, even if you are, you know, positive with the virus.
Right.
And of course, you know, we still talk about hand washing and all this kind of stuff. This is all important. The 6-foot, you know, distance. In fact, a guy asked me, well, what if you're riding a bike? Is it still 6 feet? I said, no, because as you're riding a bike, you're leaving a big cloud.
Yeah.
So you need to have a bigger distance, which makes sense, you know. And, you know, you and I are both bike riders, and we huff and puff. You know, we're blowing out quite a bit of water vapor particles every time we breathe out. So,
right.
And so that's probably one of the cases where you may want a little bit more than that. Those droplets have to settle to the ground before you can't get them on you. So that's a reasonable thing to do. You know, maybe increase, double the distance.
Yeah. The thing about riding a bike is, for people, it's always the guy out front that is, he's doing all the work, but he's also exhaling the most because he's breaking the wind as
right, and you're
breaking
and you're,
the air as you go right. Forward.
Yeah, he may be breaking wind too, but that's the point.
Yeah.
So the vapor droplets will certainly be in trail for a bit, and so it's that's turbulent air too, so it may settle down pretty good. But I would get at least double that distance, if not more, if you can, and just try not to get directly behind somebody who's breathing hard.
Yeah. I went to Costco today, and their little things that they have implemented seem to be pretty good. I guess we'll see how that goes as time goes on, but the 6 feet and everything else is up there. They had polyglass splash shields in front of all of the cashiers and membranes over the keypads on the card machines, which I thought that was, those were some good steps. I thought those were good.
You know, I think, you know, people, if they're not wearing a mask and they're breathing on you, certainly having a shield between you and the breather is probably, you know, at least somewhat protective. It may not be 100%, but it's certainly better than nothing.
Well,
are they with having things like alcohol and wipes and things like that? Were they still out of that stuff? Because my local, Costco has been out of that stuff for a while. They've had some toilet paper here and there, but the hygiene stuff, you know, the clean cleansers and the alcohol and vinegar and things like that you could use to disinfect with, they've been in short supply.
Right, but I'll tell you one thing that they had. I didn't look for that because I didn't need any of that. But they did have toilet paper.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's recovered. I think pretty much everybody who's going to go make a big run on toilet paper has done it. And now that they have a closet full of toilet paper, I don't think they really need any more. They realize, maybe we overdid it a little bit on the toilet paper thing. They're going to be good for the next 6 months or a year. Based on the number of people buying toilet paper and how fast that stuff all disappeared.
Yeah, well, I mean, there was no rush going on with it. Although, I tell you what, we'll cover that. We'll cover that when we get back. Talking to Dr. John Adeen from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release. loose or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Dr. John Adine from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, talking about COVID-19, and we were talking about face masks. Let's talk about this test that they've come out with, the finger prick test that you were talking about.
Right. Yeah. So there's really two separate tests that we're talking about. The first test is actually for evidence of live virus in the patient. And that's the one that we're talking about from Abbott Laboratories, and that's done in the hospital using something called RNA polymerase. And so what they're doing is they're detecting the RNA, and then they amplify that so they can, so then they can actually sequence it and make sure it's the right kind of RNA. And if they find the RNA from that it correlates with the spike protein that attaches the virus to our cells, then that's considered a positive test. And that can be done in between 5 and 13 minutes, depending on whether it's positive or negative. In a hospital, you're probably going to get a result in an hour or so. Then there's a second test that was just okayed like a day or two ago. And this is from Becton and Dickinson. And I remember Becton Dickinson was in Rutherford, New Jersey, because I used to ride my bike by there when I was in my early 20s, late teens and early 20s, when I used to go on my bike rides. And so they have a test now that is for the IgM, IgG antibodies. Now, antibodies are made in response to an infection. So if you get this virus, your body says, this is foreign, we need to attack it. And so your body manufactures little proteins that are designed to latch onto whatever it recognizes being foreign. And in this case, the acute antibody that's formed is called IgM. And that's the one that your body makes initially to fight off the infection. And then later on, it makes something called IgG, which is the long-term immunity, let's say. So like if you get a measles vaccine or a mumps vaccine or whatever, you make IgM initially, and then you make an IgG so that the next time your body sees the mumps or the measles, or in this case, this virus, it can latch onto that and kill it. So it makes you immune. Okay. So it helps you with immunity. And so this test will actually detect those antibodies. And it's basically a finger stick and then kind of like a pregnancy test thing where you put the drop of blood in the window and it sucks them into the thing. And then I think it's like 10 minutes later, you either get 3 bars if it's positive or 1 bar if it's negative. There's a control part there that tells you whether, it's actually a legitimate test or not, or whether something went wrong with the testing kit.
But this is a test to detect antibodies, then.
Right. You say, well, so, why do we care if somebody has antibodies, right?
Right, right, right.
Why would we care? Because I'll tell you why. Because if you have antibodies, you can't get the virus. You are immune. And so you don't have to worry about putting a mask on and, for spreading it, because you're already immune to it. It's not going to live in your body. And so, especially with all the people out there that are asymptomatic and carrying the virus, it's nice to know if you are immune to the virus. Because again, some people have already had it and fought it off and they don't even know they're sick and they're still out of work, wearing a mask, staying home. So this is how we're going to get people back to work and get the economy going again and end all this sequestering. And so really, if you think about it, if somebody, if we start doing testing with the antibody testing on a large scale basis, we'll be able to find out who's already immune and put them back to work. And that's what's going to help us get back to quote unquote normal, or the whatever the new normal is. Anyway, let's put it that way.
Now, when you say the new normal, where's your mind going on that one?
Well, because we're still going to have to worry about passing viruses around to other people. We can pick, even if you're immune, you can pick it up on your skin and deposit it elsewhere. and somebody else who is not immune can pick it up. So we still have to, you know, think about hand hygiene and things like that. We may not have to worry about social distancing and wearing a mask, but we still have to be aware of, you know, hygiene. I think, you know, and not only that, but it'll reduce, you know, the regular flu too if we do that, if we're hand washing and, you know, being careful. Because the regular flu kills a lot of people as well. And, you know, it's a serious thing too, but, you know, we don't really get worried about that because it happens over a 6-month period. And so the hospitals aren't threatened with being overrun like they are right now in places like New York and Los Angeles and, you know, Seattle and New Orleans and places like that.
But I mean, they have flu shots available. People get immunized for it, vaccines. Is that right, one of the ways that flus are kept at bay?
To some degree, yes. But, you know, if they guess wrong, because what they're trying to do is guess which strain is going to be the one that's the predominant strain. And if they guess wrong, you know, the flu shot's worthless because flu virus mutates a lot. It changes all the time. And the interesting thing about these coronaviruses is that they're actually very stable. In fact, they looked at a coronavirus back in the 60s, and then again in 2001, the same type of coronavirus only had two amino acid differences in the proteins that it made after the RNA was translated. So that's a very low rate of mutation. And even the SARS-CoV-1 versus the SARS-CoV-2, they share 80% identical sequences. And so these viruses are not like the influenza virus where they mutate all the time and you have a different strain. And so what's the implication of that? Well, so if this becomes a seasonal virus, you know,
I'll tell you what, we're about to run out of time in this segment. So we'll talk about the implication of this when we get back. How do people find the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership?
We are at drgo.us and also at 2adoc.com. That's our matching service. And we'll talk a little bit about that later too.
Yes, we will. And, didn't you just become one of one of Masada Yub certified trainer of some sort or instructor?
Yeah, I did that back in October. Yep.
Okay. The same month that we were in Reevesville?
Yeah, 2 weeks later.
Wow.
I was up in Wisconsin doing the MAG instructor class, yeah.
All right. Moving fast, Dr. Dean. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Unemployment numbers are out for the month of March. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us the jobless rate is now at 4.4%.
Total non-farm payroll employment fell by 701,000 in March, and the unemployment rate rose to 4.4%. Employment in leisure and hospitality fell by 459,000.
This is the largest increase since January 1975.
Wall Street not reacting kindly to those numbers as the Dow lost 360 points to finish at 21,052. But as far as if we're seeing a recession, Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells Fox News,
I don't personally believe we'll have a depression. I do believe we're going to have negative growth in the third quarter.
USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, that's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of Salus, Reformation, Providence. Goodness, just goes on and on. The militia line, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Speaking to Dr. John Adeen from the Doctors for Response. And that's the organization you belong to. You actually work out of San Antonio. Which hospital? I can never remember that.
Yeah, Methodist Children's Hospital. I do pediatric orthopedic surgery.
He's been kind enough to share pictures sometimes with some of the injuries he's had to deal with. Nice. Anyway, now if somebody finds out they have antibodies in their system, that they have come through, they had it, they didn't know it, they went through it, they've come out the other side, now they're immune to it, should they be voluntarily given blood?
They can give blood because one of the treatments, especially for the very sick people, is actually antibodies from the healthy person, or convalescent antibodies are called, and they can infuse those into the sick person, and often it will capture virus. You have to do it at the right time. If you do it too late, then, you know, by the time the body's immune system goes crazy and they're releasing all the cytokines and the patient's sick, sometimes it's a little too late. But if you get them while they're still, and the virus is reproducing and kind of spreading, then that may actually have an effect. The same thing with, you know, certain medications that may be effective. You know, we've been talking about hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin combination, which has been seen in some studies to have pretty good results. They have new studies going on as we speak, mostly in New York, but in other places too. And apparently the president alluded today that they're seeing some good success with that. So that's encouraging. There's a antiviral drug called remdesivir, which was developed for Ebola, and that was seen to be effective against the first SARS and also something called MERS, which is Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, which is another coronavirus, but actually they got it from camels rather than bats. That's kind of a weird thing. But that drug is effective against that, and there's been some anecdotal reports of people being put on remdesivir and having rapid turnaround. And so, you know, there's hope for treatment. There's antibody treatments. And then you're talking about vaccinations and vaccines.
Right.
And they're already developing them. There's one vaccine that's already being tested in Seattle on healthy patients to make sure there's not any adverse effects of the vaccine itself before they start giving it to patients who are at risk of exposure. For instance, like healthcare workers would be a good group of people to test the vaccine on, especially people who are working in ICUs and emergency rooms. That would actually be something where you can see before the vaccine how many people were getting infected and then afterwards. Again, it requires testing, though. You got to test all these people to see if they have antibodies or not. If they already have antibodies, then it's there's no need to give them an injection, right? To give them the vaccination because they already have the antibodies. They already had their vaccination, if you want to think of it that way, the hard way, with the live virus. And so let's talk about how this is probably going to play out over the next year or two. So we think that the virus is probably going to become seasonal. Because we know that it doesn't do well in warmer temperatures. If you raise the temperature 10 degrees, it knocks off about 90% of the virus. So if you go from 90 degrees to 100 degrees, 90% of the virus will die off on surfaces. So if, you know, when we get into our summer, the stuff that's sitting out on the counters will just be, or out on surfaces will just die off. And so we'll probably see a significant diminution of active cases during that time. However, it's also in the southern hemisphere. And so since their seasons are reversed, when it's summer here, it's going to be winter there. And
right.
So they're probably going to see a big spike in cases down there. And then after their winter's over and our winter begins, there will probably certainly be people traveling from the southern hemisphere to the northern hemisphere. And they'll be passing it along. Now, fortunately, because this virus doesn't mutate very easily, if you had last year's version, chances are you're immune to this year's version because it doesn't change like the influenza does. And so that's a good thing, if you want to think of it that way. That's one of the good things about this virus. This is one of those good things. And so places like New York City are not going to get hit because they've already got so many people that have been infected this year that there's going to be a lot less getting infected next year. And so
right.
We're probably going to see less infections in the big cities. Now, in the medium cities and the smaller cities, like where you're living and where I'm living, we may see more because a lot of people escaped the bout this year and they didn't get exposed. Again, the only way we're going to know about this is if we do the testing for the antibodies. And I can't stress enough how important the testing is going to be over the next, 6 months to a year. Because I think that's really how we're going to get out of this thing is we got to make sure we know who's got an infection, who's been infected, and get people back to work. And then those who are infected, we continue with the, quarantining or, whatever you want to call it. And those who are at higher risk, those people need to take protective measures as well, the elderly and, guys like you and me.
Right.
People with risk factors, we may need to take more precautions. And maybe those people are the ones that are going to need the vaccination. Now, so selective use of the vaccine, it doesn't make sense to give everybody the vaccine if it's not going to change. We probably should do testing first and then vaccinate those who are at high risk or have high-risk jobs. And then we can get as much immunity as possible in the herd, so to speak, and that will eventually squash this thing.
Right. So. But the way you make it sound basically like the mumps, to where once you've had it, and it's not going to come back because it doesn't mutate.
Right. Most likely that's what's going to happen with this virus. Now, it may fool us all. Who knows? It may change, but chances are, because all the stuff that they're doing is against that spike protein, and it's the one that injects the, you know, kind of hooks onto our receptors and injects the virus into the into our cells. So if we can deactivate that spike protein, the virus can't get into us.
Right.
And the immune system's just going to sweep it up and gobble it up and kill it. And this virus is not hard to kill. You know, things like soap and alcohol and all the things that we've been using will kill the virus because it's got an envelope, and the envelope is lipid. So if you have a soap, it breaks up the lipids and the thing dissolves, and then you don't have a virus anymore. So hand washing and cleaning, soap and water, the disinfecting wipes, all those things are very handy and very useful against the virus on surfaces. And, you know, they've actually done studies on viruses on the surfaces. And, like, for copper, 90% of the virus is gone after an hour.
Right.
And then after 4 hours, another 90% is gone.
Let me get you to hang on right there. We'll be right back talking to Dr. John Adeen. When we get back, we're going to talk about DRGO and the how you can find a doctor that is Second Amendment friendly. Check them out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Dr. John Adine from the DRGO, and let's talk about the 2A doc.
Sure. So 2adoc.com is our matching service. And so what we do is we have you sign up on the website. You tell us your name and what type of doctor you're looking for, contact information, and the radius, you know, 25 miles, 50 miles, how far are you willing to travel? And then what we do is we look on our list of doctors in your area and to see if they have, if we have a doctor that's in that same specialty. And if we match somebody up, then what we do is send you an email and send the doctor email letting them know that you exist and you know the doctors, and you can make an appointment and set it up. It's not a searchable database. We don't want the antis searching this database and doxing our doctors. And, you know, post-testing outside of people's offices because they're a two-way friendly doctor. Certainly that will happen in some places. Fortunately, not in most places, but maybe in some places. And so that's the way this thing works. We are really in need of primary care physicians. And so if you are a pediatrician, family practice doctor, internist, or nurse practitioner or something along that line, please sign up so we can hook you up with patients. It's free on both ends. It's a labor of love. Arthur Prishminda, who's our project manager, came up with this, and he pretty much runs it out of his computer. And so he pretty much does this by hand. So it's, you know, it's a pretty good thing. So once we get enough doctors and enough patients, hopefully we'll have less misses. So we will try to get as many as we can.
Now, why is that a means of, because a lot of the anti-gun doctors try to make gun ownership a public health question, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, since the 80s, the AMA and the American Academy of Pediatrics and a lot of the kind of established academic medical societies have decided they wanted to go down the socialist route. And, of course, part of the socialist agenda is to disarm the public because, you know, they can't do what they want to do to you if you're armed, because then you get a vote. You have a chance to say, no, we're not doing that. And you come and take it. You can't make me. And so part of the socialist agenda, was it Rules for Radicals or whatever? What was the other guy's name? I can't remember offhand.
Saul Alinsky.
Saul Alinsky. You know, they got to take over the healthcare industry, and they have to disarm the public. Those are two things that you got to do in order to, start socialism, and also, getting God out of life and, making the government the God instead. You know, this is all the socialist communist agenda. And so, the organized medical groups have gone very hard to the left, and they've been getting rid of guns as part of the agenda. And, they'll do anything. You know, they do a lot of quote unquote studies that are kind of pseudoscience. And this is why Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership got started in 1994 by Tim Wheeler, among others. And they found that the CDC was basically doing junk science in order to push a political agenda. And that's why we got the Dickey Amendment and got the CDC defunded for doing biased research. Now, not all gun violence research is defunded. That's a lie. And they want you to think that that's what's going on. But the law is against, basically advocacy biased research. Basically, you start with a conclusion and then you make your study fit the conclusion. And that's what they were doing. We know that, there have been some honest actors out there. Of course, we know about John Lott, who started off, thinking that more guns equals more crime. And he found out that was exactly the opposite. And that was why the name of his book is More Guns, Less Crime. And then, guys like, Kleck, who actually looked at defensive gun uses and found that, probably about, 2.5 million gun uses, happen a year. And the majority of those, as we know, doesn't even require pulling the trigger.
Right.
Whereas the left will make the defensive gun uses only if you shoot the guy or kill him even. Then that counts as defensive gun use. And that's why they say, well, these things never exist. It hardly ever happens. Well, it's true. Hardly ever do you have to shoot the bad guy in order to get him to stop doing. Most of them are smart enough. If you pull a gun out and point it at them, they get scarce fast. And so they break off their attack and leave. But that's still a defensive gun use. And so, this is the kind of stuff that we look at. We have the Bloomberg School of Public Health, who is funded by Bloomberg, who's, putting – tens of hundreds of millions of dollars into, anti-gun stuff. It's got Demanding Mommies and Every Town for Gun Control and all this kind of stuff. And the state of California has at UC Davis, they funded an institute with Garen Wintermute, your favorite doctor, right?
Uh-huh.
and they've given him millions of dollars to do research. And every once in a while, he'll actually tell the truth, which is kind of interesting. It's a nice, refreshing thing. He'll tell the truth and realize, oh yeah, look. Sorry about that. I had a call coming in.
Okay.
Anyway, every once in a while he'll tell the truth and kind of confirm a lot of the stuff that we know. And then also New Jersey at Rutgers University, they also have a violence research center. But our tagline is because gun violence is not a public health issue. It's really a criminologic issue. It's criminology and it's sociology. We know who the criminals are. We know where they're at. And the problem is the criminal justice system is a revolving system. They're not interested in putting these guys away and stopping crime. They actually want to use crime to control the population so they can enact more gun control laws. And this is the kind of stuff that we see over and over and over again. And so, and now they've come out of the closet. They're telling us, we don't want you to have guns. We want to take away your quote unquote assault weapons, which of course is a made up term by a gun grabber. Okay. Josh Sugarman made it up. He figured if enough people thought that was a fully automatic rifle by calling it an assault weapon, they can fool the populace into thinking that it's a machine gun and a military weapon. And that's why they use terms like weapons of war. Did you have an AR-15 when you were in the Army?
Oh, no. If they tried to issue that to me, I would have beat them to death.
Yeah, exactly. That's because it's a single-shot rifle. You want right. full auto, or at least select fire where you get at least three shots instead of one at a time. I mean, sometimes it's good to have one shot because if you're trying to do a precise shot, you don't want to have to deal with three shots or a full auto. But a single-shot rifle against a squad of guys with fully automatic weapons, you're toast. You know, so this is the kind of the politics involved in this. And this is why Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership is out there on the forefront. We have, you know, great people who publish, articles. We do two posts a week on our website. And then we also have a Facebook page that we're always commenting on stuff. You had Miguel Faria Jr., who has America Guns and Freedom.
Right.
He wrote that book, and he's a phenomenal guy. He's one of the guys that testified in front of Congress in 1996. So he's one of the kind of the original DRGO guys.
Yeah.
And he is a fountain of knowledge. He's been at this for years and years and years. I'm a rookie compared to him. You know, so those are the kind of quality people that are in our organization, and we're always looking for new people. So if you're not even a healthcare professional, if you're interested in writing for Second Amendment stuff, we certainly will be happy to have you join, and we can if you give us a sample of your writing, we can even get you published on our website.
Well, we've run out of time. This will be going out. Everybody listening live, everything else. So thank you very much for joining me this evening.
My pleasure, as always, Bill.
Yes, sir. Coming up, hour number two. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I am not done. But I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to elevatebill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.